when we go walking by, people stop and stare and smile as if to say, how lovely. Everybody knows today the world is round. Everybody knows that what goes up comes down. When we walk along together, I suppose it shows we're so very much in love. And everybody knows, everybody knows about the birds. Everybody knows about the falling leaves. They put two and two together, that's the way it goes. I love you and you love me, and everybody, everybody knows. No one had to tell them that you're mine. That everything is fine. Everybody knows about my love for you. Everybody knows that you adore me too. We ignore the falling raindrops and the wind that blows. We're in love and I am glad that everybody, everybody knows. No one had to tell them that you're mine.
You're mine.
They can see that everything is fine. Everybody knows about my love for you. Everybody knows that you adore me too. We ignore the falling raindrops and the wind that blows. We're in love and I am glad that everybody, everybody knows. Everybody, everybody knows.
Gregory Phillips with the Remo 4 that came out in January 1964. Some nice cheerful Mersey beat there. Everybody knows. And that's kicking off this episode of Ready, Steady, a Go-Go from Mersey Beats Ahmad. This is the podcast that plays music from the British beat era, 1962 to 66. My name is Michael Lynch, and thanks for clicking in or downloading or whatever you did. It's nice to have you with me, and what a week this was here in America these past few days. I was in a restaurant in New York City on Bleecker Street. It was down in the West Village, and that's where I was when the news broke that Barack Obama had won the election, and the place just erupted in cheers and gathered around the TV set, and all up and down Bleecker Street, every bar, every club, they're all crowded with people. They're all standing around watching the speeches on TV and running around the street cheering. So what a scene. It was really something. I'll never forget that. Well, anyway, this is episode number 88. I'm going to dig out some rare 45s for you. I'm going to have an instrumental set, an all-instrumental set. We're going to hear a rare Beatles outtake. And we're going to hear a version of a song you probably know best from a big hit from the 70s, but you're going to hear it British style. And also we'll have some trivia, but you'll see what we do with that this week. It's going to be a little bit different from what we usually do. And I'm going to continue with a record right now from 1965. I played this on one of my early shows, but I had a request for it. This is for Andy in Chicago. He asked me to play this one from the Sons of Fred.
I want your loving. Things are getting better. Seems you understand. I want your loving. Tried for all this time. Just to make you see, I want your loving. Well, you're the only girl I want to know. Yeah, you're the only girl that I love so. It's gonna make my day, girl, when I hear you say, I want your loving. We'll be right back.
nice, but you keep letting the folks outside give you all that good advice. You see, I just wanted to love you, but your hands made of wood. I can see I'm gonna have to leave your daddy, cause you just ain't no good. And I'm telling you, I used to love you, but it's all over. All over now. You know it's all over town. You threw me down, but you shouldn't let that kind of story go flying around. Now you had your chance, and now it's all over. I'll get along somehow. There were things that you did I used to forgive, but you'll never change it as long as you live. And I'm telling you, I used to love you, but it's all over. All over now. Tried to treat you sweet, always tender and nice, but you keep letting the folks outside give you all that good advice. You see, I just wanted to love you, but your head's made of wood. I can see I'm gonna have to leave your daddy, cause you just ain't no good. And I'm telling you, I used to love you, but it's all over now. You know it's all over town. You threw me down, but you shouldn't let that kind of story go flying around. Now you had your chance, and now it's all over. I'll get along somehow. There were things that you did I used to forgive, but you'll never change it as long as you live. And I'm telling you, I used to love you, but it's all over. Shoving up, baby, and I'm telling you flat, it's all over. And that's that.
Take two.
Okay. One, two, three, four. That's not it. You're playing this, boy. One, two, three, four. I missed the beat.
Take four.
One, two, three, four. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money.
A little sloppy ending there, George, but I think they'll work the kinks out on that one in a few more takes. The Beatles, of course, and one of the unused takes of A Hard Day's Night from April 16th, 1964. That was take 4, I think they said. Take 9 is the one they used for the record, but there's a work in progress there. It's a nice little Beatles rarity, and speaking of Beatles rarities, I hope you all caught Jim's Child of the 60s last week, Jim Whitty. He posted a special show. It was all about the Beatles' 66 tour, their last tour, the tour that was kind of, I don't want to say ruined, but marred, I guess that's the better word, marred by John's famous comments about Jesus. And what Jim does, he mixes in some live recordings from that tour and some news reports, and it's a great all-around document of that crazy tour, and he even has some tracks from their very last concert in San Francisco. So check that out if you're a Beatles fan. There's a link to Jim's Child of the 60s on my page. It'll take you right to it. Well, anyway, before the Beatles, we had Shane Fenton and the Fentones from 1962 on Parlophone. It's All Over Now. And up on top, by request, the Sons of Fred from 1965, I Want Your Lovin'. And this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go, and on the last show, I asked you all a trivia question. It was a question about Bill Wyman. We were celebrating his birthday on the last show. And I had quite a few entries for this question, and guess what? Nobody got it right. No. And that might be my fault. Well, maybe. Well, here's the question. I asked you what Bill Wyman's day job was before he became a Rolling Stone, and maybe I didn't make this clear enough, but what I meant was, what was the job he was working at during his early days with the Stones, the job he had to leave to commit full-time to the Rolling Stones? Because some of you named some jobs he had earlier in his life, years before the Stones, and actually one or two of you named jobs that he never had at all. But what was the specific job he basically had to tell his boss he was leaving to play in a rock and roll band, his very last day job before he got famous? Okay, I think I got pretty specific on this one now, so we'll start afresh with this question. If you can answer it, write to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. Even if you've already sent in an answer, you can try again. And if you're right, you'll get a mention on the next show, and a special mention if you're the first one in with the right answer, readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. All right, I told you earlier we were going to have an instrumental set, and let's do that right now. I didn't play any Halloween-themed music on the last show, even though it was late October, but this first one will make up for that. It's the Scorpions doing the classic Ghost Riders in the Sky. Okay, a triple shot of instrumental British beat there. That's the Purple Hearts, or Jimmy and the Rackets. That was just around the time of the name change, from 1964, Black Eyes. Some really good guitar work on that. That's Jimmy Duncombe. Very Dick Dale-ish on that one, even down to the fact that he played a Stratocaster left-handed, just like Dick Dale did. Before that, the Tornadoes. I couldn't hide the Joe Meek sound on that one. That's Robot. It's from 1963. And up on top, the Scorpions and Ghost Riders in the Sky. It's from Parlophone Records, 1961. Breaking the borders a little bit, because I always say 62 to 66, but I like to backtrack a little bit, too, once in a while. Scorpions, they worked with Joe Meek, too, but not until later on. And they weren't all instrumental. They didn't do only instrumentals. They did some vocal stuff, too, but they did focus on the instrumentals a good deal of the time. And that's Ted Barber on guitar there. And that actually went into the top 60, but that's as high as it got. It got outdone in England by the American version by the Ramrods. Okay, well, this is usually the point in the show where I give you a new trivia question, but since, as I said before, I'm holding the last one over for one more show, we'll just get right back into the music. And this song might be a little bit of a rarity for the American listeners. We're going to hear a track right now from The Animals, and this song came out in America on the Animalism LP, and the American album, Animalism, it really had no relation. There was a British album from earlier in the year called Animalisms, plural. But there were only two tracks on both albums, and one of them was Outcast. It's a Notice Blackwell song, but they weren't the same versions. So this is the one that appeared on the UK album, and if you only know the one from the American album, you might notice that this one's a little bit slower and a little bit longer, and let's hear it now, The Animals.
Girl, what have I done for you to mistreat me this away? I've been left out of everything, each and every way. I'm just an outcast, don't know how long I will last. Lord, when will it be over? Come on and help me discover. Just a young man trying to do my very best, but all my girl gives me is unhappiness. I'm just an outcast, don't know how long I'm going to last. Lord, when will it be over? Baby, come on and help me discover.
That she's still in love with me, and she wants me back. She wants me back with her again. She said, why don't you come back on to me? Why don't you come back, come back where you belong? I need you now. Why don't you come back on to me? Why don't you come back where you belong? I want you by my side. Someone show me which way to go. Guiding in my choice of what to do. Someone has to help me.
Danny Shandell and the Ladybirds and Lying Awake. It's a good little specterish thing, a little bit of the girl sound from the British beat era. That's from the spring of 65, came out on Columbia Records, EMI. And the Zombies before that, track from their first album, Begin Here. That album came out in January 65. It's a song called I Can't Make Up My Mind, a great song. Yeah, the Zombies are one of these bands who just had so many great songs I want to play on the show. But mostly in the past we've heard singles cuts, so I thought I'd go for an album track this time. And up on top we had The Animals and the British album version of Outcast. That's a rarity to the American fans, and someday I'll play the American version of that song so the British listeners can hear it and have a little rarity of their own. And actually, the American album, Animalism, I think most of the songs on that album never came out in England at the time, anywhere. I mean, there was That's All I Am to You, that's another Otis Blackwell song, that was on the UK album, but that's the only one I know of actually getting a UK release at the time. So I guess anything for that American album is a bit of a rarity if you're English. So I'll play some tracks from that album someday on here. And that's about it for this episode. Thank you for joining me once again for another look at the British Beat Era here on Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Merseybeat to Mod. And I'll be back with a new show on Friday, November 21st. The new shows come up every 2 weeks now, so Friday, November 21st, just go to nanker.podomatic.com. And while you're there, check out some links I have there to some other podcasts of 60s music. I think you'll all enjoy these shows. Like I told you before about Jim's Child of the 60s. It's a great show. Check him out. And also check out Toffee Sunday Smash. That's for Great British Psychedelic Records. And also Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension. That's a good one, too, for Psych and Garage from all over the world. And also Back from the Bin. That's a great one, too. And like I said, you can find all of these links to them at nanker.podomatic.com. And we're going to close out now. This is another case of me purposely saving a record for last, because this is a little on the corny side, maybe more than a little bit, but I think you'll find it amusing. Now, you all know the hit version of this song is from the 1970s. It was a huge hit that everybody knows. But the song itself is actually an old folk song that, I think it was around the early 60s, it was adapted by Rod McEwen. It was done by the Kingston Trio and a few others. And we're going to hear it now from a folk group from Manchester, the Coachmen. And I think you'll all get a kick out of this. This is from 1966. We'll leave you with this. I'm Michael Lynch, and I'll catch you again on November 21st. Thanks for listening.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills we would climb were just seasons out of time. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. Adieu, adieu, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we climb hills and trees. Learned of love and ABCs. Skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Adieu, adieu, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air. My trusted wife. Without you I'd have had a lonely life. You cheated lots of times, but then I forgave you in the end. Though your lover was my friend. Adieu, adieu, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air. With your lovers everywhere. Just be careful.